Good afternoon, people.
Good afternoon.
I am Service Sledden. I am here with a special co-host. She is so near and dear to my heart, and I just love her so much. And can you believe that after all of this time of knowing each other, we still have not had a cuddle puddle?
I know. What's up with that? We haven't
spooned.
We hug a lot.
We do.
We hug. We need to make, we'll happen. It'll happen.
So that lovely voice that you hear is Sub Girl.
Hi.
You know that filthy Jew girl?
That's me. You just made me get all wiggly. Do we have to do this whole show? Can we just like go talk dirty to each other for the next hour somewhere and just snuggle?
So that flask that was gifted.
Yes.
That weekend, I have it like right like next to my TV, and I always like pass by and I'm like, fuck, man, I need to go to the movies with Sub Girl again, and I need to go with the filled up flask.
We could make this happen.
I would like it so much.
And I, because I am always the prepared alcoholic in the party, will have, you know, like a giant gallon thing of alcohol in my backpack because I know how quickly the flasks get empty. And I come prepared.
Oh, you're so amazing. So Mistress couldn't be here because she's out of town, but I think she might be listening to us. So maybe she'll give us a call. So maybe people want to know what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about getting into the scene. And I mean, it's easy to tell someone, hey, log on to FetLife and look up events that are near you.
Not so easy to do in real life.
No.
It's hard.
There's real life factors.
There are real life factors. I had a conversation with a woman who I've been friends with from Twitter for over a year. And I had just assumed that she lives back east. And I had just assumed that she was out and about and meeting people. And I don't remember how we got onto the topic, but she ended up sending me a pretty lengthy email about how it was like the idea of going to a munch or to an event or to a dungeon was just nerve wracking. And I responded and I sent her my own lengthy email. And it took her a couple months and she finally ended up going. But I mean, she'd been around for a long time and I had just assumed that she was out there and meeting people. But it was I guess, mostly, I guess, cyber. And it's interesting how it's very hard to make that transition from behind the computer to real life.
Absolutely. I mean, you can only like fill yourself up with so much information.
This is true.
And the moment that you step out the door and you go to an event, I mean, you're no longer just kind of engaging with your computer. You're engaging with other people's opinions.
This is true.
Their judgments, their criticisms.
This is true. My first real life event was the night that I met you and Mistress at
really?
The Leather Woman last year.
Oh, the California Leather
Woman.
Yeah,
that was just over a year ago.
Oh my goodness,
That was my very first. Well, technically I had met people prior to that. I had met Winsome Gypsy. We had met for dinner and mm-hmm. I'd met people kind of one-on-one, but that was my first actual like event.
You know what? And I remember you were wearing a pretty little black dress.
I was.
And you were looking
sexy.
All like hot and stuff.
I had my dungeon heels on with the spikes.
Yeah.
I love those. I always wear flip-flops to the dungeon now. I'm lazy.
Right?
I am over it.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's hard. It's still hard to take that. I mean, shit, I can go run around in circles saying how hard it is. But I think what it boils down to is how badly do you want it? How badly do you want to just step out?
I think it's a combination of that, but it's also, you know, it's different for each individual. I'm a very outgoing person. It's easy for me to make friends. I'm not shy. I can talk to people anywhere. So for someone like me, I think it was a lot easier. It just seemed like sort of the natural progression. You know, I started to meet people online, then we met in real life, and then, well, yeah, let's go out and do some events somewhere. I think for people that are maybe more shy or what's the word, introverted,
yes,
it's a much scarier prospect for them because I know for me, I don't have a problem going out and asserting myself. I just don't have those fears. But for other people, it could be really tough.
I remember the first time that I went to a munch. A munch was my very first kinky event. I was so worried about what I was going to wear.
You're thinking like people are going to be dressed up like all fetishy or what? You just don't even know what to expect.
Well, you know what? But I was lucky to like, I emailed like the person that sent me the invite and I was very like, hey, you know, I've never been to something like this. Can you give me a little bit more background? And they were nice enough to tell me, you know, it's... and vanilla clothing.
Exactly. And that, okay. And so that was going to be one of the topics I wanted to hit on when it comes to going to a munch, which if anyone listening doesn't know, a munch is just like sort of a kinky person get
social
together.
Gathering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of times they're in the middle of the day or in the evening. It's usually vanilla dress. There's not usually not like a topic. Usually people just get together and hang out. And it's a really nice, it's always like in a public venue. At least all of the ones I've been to are in a public venue, regular old restaurant. And no one knows that it's kinky people, just like a group of friends getting together.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it's a really nice way to kind of get out and meet people. And for someone who's new to the scene, who's a little bit nervous, if you're on a website like FetLife, and that's the one I recommend because it seems that most of the real players are on FetLife. If you, you know, on all of the different events, it has the person running it. And if you just click on that person and send them a private message, every single time I've messaged someone, they've gone above and beyond to be extremely helpful to, like you were saying, tell you what to wear. Lots of times they'll say, oh, come a few minutes early and I'll kind of help you find a place to sit. I've yet to get out there. It seems to me kinky people are like the nicest people and the easiest to meet. Right. Granted, once you get involved, there can be drama and people have their issues, but everyone's just very friendly.
Yeah.
And I think that's because we've all been there. We've all been in that.
Well, and I think also, I don't know about you, but I always get excited when someone's like, hey, I'm going to go to my very first event. Are you going to be there?
Maybe
can I talk to you? You know, I like it when people come out. I like meeting new people. And I like almost kind of, I don't want to say showing them the ropes because I am not an expert, but at least giving some degree of comfort and like, just it's okay. You know, I'll be your safety net.
Absolutely. Because someone was that for you at some point. Mm-hmm. At some point, you know, I mean, I remember the first time we went to a dungeon and we met a friend there and she showed us all around. And I mean, eventually we were off and running by ourselves. We didn't need her to hold our hands, but it's just nice to have that comfort of, you know, where do I park my car? What do I do? What's the drill? What's the dress code? It's like a whole different world and it's unnerving.
Absolutely.
Going into that.
Well, and you know what I was thinking? Because what I thought when I was getting dressed to go to this munch is, well, okay, you know, this is might be something that I'll go to regularly. So I want to like, there's kind of like this certain vibe that I want to give off, you know, like I want to be demure. I don't want anybody to think that I'm like something that I'm not.
Right.
And,
how do you dress demure? How do you reflect that in your clothing? No, I'm really asking.
Can we
include this in our dress up day?
Oh my God, I love you.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me just say that afterwards, I felt so stupid because I had put so much unnecessary pressure on myself.
Totally.
People just...
Oh my God. People are like in freaking shorts and tank tops and flip-flops. I mean, it's...
Yeah. But I overcomplicate everything. I mean, you should know this about me by now.
Yeah, I kind of do. As do I, which is why we get along so beautifully. I'm trying to remember what I ordered my first munch. I think I had on a skirt and like a tank top that showed cleavage and... I don't know. It was, you know what, it was hard for me. I got a lot of, I was very warmly welcomed by the men and not so much by most of the women. Huh. And it took a couple of us being out and about in the scene for, I think, people to realize that I was married and I was at this particular time in our lives, a monogamous relationship, and I wasn't going to go after their man or their woman. Like, I don't know. That was interesting.
Well, and I think that there's a challenge and you know, I mean, because you went out together.
Yes, we did.
You went to these events together.
Correct, we did.
And that, I mean, it's like you have a built-in buddy system.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but I mean, still, we were both new. So it was, and you know, it's interesting because if you talk to my husband, he has a different, like, he feels like people ignore him or the only time they're paying attention to him is to get to me. Like, he's like, he says people are like straight up rude to him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The next time you come over, you should talk to him about it. He's had a very interesting experience. He's like, no one wants to talk to me. They just want to talk to you. Well, yeah, I'm fucking way hotter than you, dude. What do you expect? Come on. Look at my boobs.
Sorry. The one with the boobs.
He has the penis, though. I'm just saying, if he fucking took his cock out and walked around, I guarantee you people would want to talk to him. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. It's
It's
I'm cheating again tonight. I'm going home for sex again.
Well then.
I'm a mess.
Good on
We're the worst fucking separated people ever.
Yeah, you are.
Fucking
you
terrible.
Seriously are.
Oh, it's a joke. What a mess.
If you're listening and you want to chime in with your first experience, whether it be going to a munch, going to a dungeon, whatever it was, our phone number is 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562.
Or if someone has questions.
That too.
That too, because we would love to answer questions. And if we don't have answers, we will find a way to get your question answered.
What was your first dungeon visit like?
Well, it was interesting. It was the Halloween party. Can I say the name of the dungeon? Is that?
Yeah.
It was Lair de Sod in North Hollywood, and it was the last year's Halloween party. Mm-hmm. So we, this was right after, what was his name? Muammar Gaddafi had died. And my husband was, he dressed up like Gaddafi with the broken knife sewn to his asshole. Oh, yeah. And I was one of his Amazonian guards. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was how we fucking rolled in there. And it was fun. It was interesting because it was really packed because it was a big party. You know, it's, you know, you go on an average Saturday night and it's not that busy. But on Halloween or New Year's Eve or whatever, it's packed. And so, you know, at first, you know, we kind of got a little tour and then we just hung out. We didn't play that night. We just kind of, I mean, that's part of it too, is you can go to the dungeon and just hang out. You can watch, you cannot watch. That's not true. We didn't do any like S&M play, but we did fucking blowjob alley now that I think about it. We did. And that was the one weird thing that happened is he had me up against the wall and like my eyes were closed or I was up against the wall and all of a sudden I got like, you just get that sense that there's someone in your space. And I turned my head and there were like three guys over in the corner watching. But then there was another guy who'd like walked right up next to my husband and was like starting to jerk off right next to us. And so then at that point I like looked over and then like my husband looks over and then we stopped because that was just, we're not into that. That was just not. I mean, if it was a friend, I mean, if you want to masturbate and watch us have sex, that's fine. You're welcome.
Yay.
But just your average weird dude. No, but it was okay. It was fun. I mean, you know, we were drinking and it was just like a party with some weird, you know, violent stuff. Consensual violence going on.
Consensual violence, yes.
Yeah, I like it.
No, I did the buddy system the first time that I went to a dungeon. And I did the buddy system with someone else who it was their first time as well. And so we both looked like two little schoolgirls, you know, going to their first day of school, so nervous.
Totally, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think we both had this kind of, this notion of shit. I mean, I hope we don't get like fed to the wolves, you know. It was strange. We just felt like this was before we walked in. We just felt like we don't know what to expect. Are people going to be all over us because we're young and pretty and new and, you know, but it wasn't like that at all, thank God.
No, but sometimes there can be, and this is not to scare anyone that's new and listening, but there can be some, just like there is anywhere. I mean, it's not just for the kink scene, but anywhere there's some fringy people that are a little odd. And, you know, I mean, I've had men walk up to me completely naked, except for a tool belt with their own toys that they brought. And they've asked if I would like to tie them up and implement their devices of torture. In fact, one guy had, you know that when you decorate a cake, those little tiny tubes of frosting, like to write someone's name, he had one of those in his little tool belt. And I politely declined to play, but I inquired about what the little tube was. And he proceeded to uncap it and decorate his nipple with it.
Oh,
and he
oh
said,
dear.
It's chocolate for someone to lick off. And I just smiled and nodded and no eye contact, you know, you end the eye contact.
Well, speaking about politely declining, because I think a lot of people sometimes they feel like maybe they can't decline because if they're at a dungeon, they're at a play party, they must play.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Isn't
I mean, that's
it?
Like being at the gym and feeling like you have to go lift 500 pounds. And that's ridiculous.
No, yeah. No.
It's hard. You know what? New Year's Eve, you were there, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. New Year's Eve, or no, it wasn't New Year's Eve. It was prior to that. We were there in November. That was the first time that we went to the place. And,
Yeah.
And at some point, my husband came across a young woman who was, I think, there for the first time. She was with a girlfriend. Some guy came up to her and was like, oh, can I massage your feet? And she didn't know what to say. So she said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the next thing she knew, he was like licking and sucking on her toes, and he walked up on her and he could just tell she was like panicked and she didn't know what to do. She didn't feel comfortable saying no. And so he kind of intervened and was like, dude, I think the lady is done with the toe sucking. Yeah. And, you know, but, you know, she got lucky that he happened to wander upon her. And you really do need to be able to assert yourself, because you know, potentially, I mean, I wouldn't say anyone could get into a really ugly situation, because for the most part, the public dungeon, I mean, they're all private, but they're, you know, there's security. People are always watching.
Yeah. Even when you don't think anyone's watching, someone's always watching.
Yeah. And it's, but at the same time, you do need to look, you need to learn how to say no. If you can't say no to a stranger, how are you going to say no to someone that you're with intimately who could potentially hurt you?
That's fucking tweetable. I'm going to tweet that shit right now.
Tweet that shit. What am I going to say? What am I going to say while you're tweeting?
Well, see, now I'm not going to tweet.
Well, you put me on the hook. Give me something to talk about, and then you can tweet. You can write it down. I don't even remember what I said now. We're a fucking mess. We're a mess. Oh my goodness.
No, but I mean, you make a good point. If you can't say no to a stranger, then how are you going to say no in a more intimate situation?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you need to. And yet, it's an interesting topic. This came up recently with a friend of mine, and she was saying, like, you know, she's over safe words, or we didn't really get into it too much, but she was saying, like, she feels they can be used by a crutch by either partner. And I get it on one hand. I get the idea that the top should be in tune with the bottom enough to know when to back off. I get it. That's why I enjoy playing with your mistress so much, is that she knows me, she knows my body, and I never need to use a safe word, because mm-hmm. she can just tell. But we kind of have that good chemistry between each other, and it's just easy like that. I could have an off night. I mean, maybe I'm distracted. Maybe, you know, my head's somewhere else. Maybe who knows what? And she could misread. And to me, that's when you need to be able to have some way of expressing that, you know, you're not okay. There has to be something like that.
I think it took me, from the moment that I stepped into a dungeon for the very first time up until I actually played, I think it was like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
It was several visits.
Not me, because I went to that dungeon on Halloween, and then it was like the second week of November. But I'm a whore, so.
But you went with your husband, right?
Yeah, both times. So the first time was just him and I at the Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And then the second time was the other dungeon with you and, mm-hmm. and Mistress, and there were other people there too. And that was the first time I played with her.
Whenever I had gone, I didn't have, there wasn't anybody that I really wanted to play with. You know, there wasn't anyone that I really wanted to touch me.
Right.
And
Were you going prior to meeting her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know the.
And so it was, I mean, in one way it was good, because I really just got to sit back and watch.
Right.
And I saw some really cool things.
I love watching. Visits.
Yeah. I mean, it.
I see crazy shit go down.
You know, and the thing, I think that people often don't think about what they can gain from just watching.
Agreed.
You know, it's not, it goes further than that visual stimulation that then gets you all like tingly in your special parts.
Or makes you want to puke.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at, is that I think, you know, what you can gain from it is seeing what you might want to try and what you absolutely do not want to try.
Agreed. We saw a couple at a dungeon, I don't know, 6 months ago, and the bottom was restrained. It was one of those crosses, and she was restrained. Her arms were up. She was standing, and the top was literally kicking her ass, literally with black big old biker boots, just kicking the shit out of her. I mean, thank goodness she didn't actually shit, but I'd never seen that before. And I just watched, like, with my mouth open, and I just watched them go and go and go. And I mean, it was just fucking kicking her. Now I know people, I like to be punched. And I know people that look at me and think I'm crazy for that. Kicking, not okay with. That I wouldn't have known that. I didn't even know people fucking did that until I saw that. And I was like, I'm not okay with that. I like the intimacy of someone's hands on me, or even if it's a tool, you know, a tool that's sort of, you know, an elongation of their hand, but it's too, what's the word I'm looking for? Like not personal, or when it's a foot, I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I once saw, and again, and disclaimer, it just because it's something that either one of us doesn't want to try
doesn't mean it's not okay.
It can
be really hot getting the shit kicked out of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just not for me.
Just because your kink isn't my kink doesn't mean that it's not okay.
That's right.
But so one night I went to that dungeon and I saw there was a scene going on like in the middle, and there was people were playing, you know, like on the sides of like next to the wall or whatever. And you know, she was saying no, no, no. And those like no's started to just turn into like, wait, is she really saying no? Is she really like panicked, like needs to get out of this situation? And you could feel the energy in the room just fucking freeze.
Because other people were also...
Yeah, people were in, you know, doing their own thing.
But you're saying the energy of the room froze. So where other people were starting to tune into this sound.
They stopped what they were doing and turned around.
Right.
And it was just one of those things where like, I had to leave. Like it made me kind of sick because there was just, it looked very much non-consensual.
Did anyone ever come and intervene? Do you know? Or?
Well, here's the thing is that afterwards I find out that that's the way that they play.
Okay.
That's what she likes. And when I walked away from that feeling, I never want to pull other people into my scene like that, because while that may have been something that she enjoyed and she probably, you know, it was the best thing ever, because it was intense. It was intense. I don't want to pull other people into what I'm doing.
Right. But, you know, if that's how you play, there's nothing wrong with just telling a friend that's there with you or another couple. I mean, everyone knows people there. You know, once mm-hmm. you've gone a couple of times, you know people. There's nothing wrong with telling someone, you know, we're going to go play. And I've seen that in the rules. They say, you know, if your scene is going to look non-consensual, please let someone know. That way there's someone there who can kind of, before the energy changes, you know, when people's heads start turning, someone can kind of say, no, it's okay. This is just how they're playing. And it's, you know, there's ways to handle it. And I think it's, I don't know. I like to play at home. I'm weird.
You are weird.
I don't like being naked in front of people. Why I have not? Issues. I have fucking issues.
I remember the first time I got naked and the room was like brightly lit.
I don't even like to fuck in the light. My own husband, I don't like it. I have serious body issues. I just,
I felt so exposed that first time.
Yeah, I feel exposed
so
every time.
Exposed. And I felt, I mean, no one was really like turning around to like, oh, what's going on over there?
Of course not.
But it felt like, are they looking at me? And worse yet, what do they think about my body?
Totally. Totally. That's another common fear for, I'm sure, new people. And here's the thing. You don't have to be totally naked.
Nope.
You could play in clothes. You could just pull your pants down and expose your bottom. And there's all kinds of fetish wear that exposes the right parts and keeps other parts covered. You can go to a dungeon fully clothed in your casual clothes and not take anything off and just watch. There's no right way to do it. The reason I tend to get naked, I don't know why I get naked. I guess
you're
I'm told.
A slut.
Yeah, I'm a dirty fucking whore. No, I guess I've usually kind of been told to get naked, or it just, I don't know. I never thought about it. It's just more comfortable. I don't want my skirt all bunched up underneath me. Like,
and you know what I like about my mistress is that she, with people that she's playing, just playing, not, you know, engaging in the power exchange.
Right.
She'll tell them to get as naked as they feel comfortable.
And that's what she said to me. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember back. I think the first time, I think my husband was like, you need to take off all your clothes. So I think that's what happened. I think that's what she said to him. And I think I was like, what should I do? And he's like, no, take it all off. And then after that, I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. That first time is always really hard. But I mean, same for me. After that, well, no, I kid. That first time was really hard. And then a few times after that, okay, yeah, sure, you know, whatever, I'll take it all off. But then I start, like, my body issues started coming up again. And I just thought, like, no. Because I had to, like, kind of, like, find that sweet spot of being comfortable, being as naked as I could, but then also just still kind of not being so distracted by, oh, my body looks like this. Who's watching me?
Well, then you can't get
into
it.
So that I can fucking play.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, when you're distracted, you can't get into it. You know, that's something else that I'll touch on for anyone listening who's never been out and about, either to a dungeon or any other event. I assure you, there is a very mixed crowd of people. It's not like 50 Shades of Grey where, you know, everyone's smoking hot and young. It's not like that. You will see all kinds of body shapes and sizes and every race, color, creed, background. It's a very mixed group.
Yeah.
So don't
be shy. And it's gorgeous. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I think every single time that
would it be wrong for me to say beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
No.
You're sorry. I know. I'm a mess today. My head is in a weird place.
Get you. Your head's in a weird place. I'm still like on this con high from Catalyst Con. I get you.
We're a mess.
Yeah, we're a total mess.
We're going to totally fix it when we leave here though.
Yes. But I mean, despite my own body issues, I always think it's beautiful whenever I go and just seeing the different body types and how it's like, you don't give a shit.
No,
you're agreed. There to do what you're gonna do. And I'd kill to have that. I'd kill to have that kind of like, this doesn't matter.
But we don't really know what's going on in those people's heads. I mean, I know you and I have the same body. To anyone listening, Service Slut and I are like, I swear to God, we must be related at some point because we have the same body. It's amazing. You're like the only person I've ever met in my life who like little tiny wrists yep. and ankles, mm-hmm. little fingers and like, yeah, anyways. But I think that's interesting that you think those other people playing aren't thinking the same thing that right. you're thinking.
It's my perception. That's what I'm perceiving.
Right.
It's but like, I have no idea.
But that's like when you go on a walk late at night and the houses are all lit and it's like, oh, it looks so nice in that house. You don't know what's fucking going on in there.
That's true.
It's just the perception.
Very true. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too.
So what else do we want to talk about?
See, this is what I was afraid of, man.
That's why I made a list. Do you want to look at my list.
We are a mess.
I was kind of organized. I did some research this morning for the show.
Sorry.
I did some research.
So, choosing a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't walk into, they don't always walk into a dungeon already knowing who they're going to play with.
No, and look, here's my experience, not only for myself, but from talking to a lot of people, is a lot of people, you know, it starts online. They're interested. They start on Google and they end up on like alt.com or one of those type of websites. And then, you know, from there they meet someone and they have their first either cyber or real life experience before they've ever made a kinky friend, before they've ever gone to an event. And I am here to say that it is of my opinion that that is the most ass fucking backwards way to do it. You're lucky you don't end up getting yourself killed doing it that way. I really mean it. It can be so dangerous out there. There are predators. There are people that are not nice. And you get into that initial like headspace of being so excited mm-hmm. that you're going to engage on this new journey. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to fall into an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. That excitement of playing, that excitement.
Of course.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going
to
knock that.
Right. But when it comes to finding a partner, that's why I think it's important to get out there a little bit, make some friends, get yourself known in the community, because you can ask around. Once you know, if you don't know anyone, you can't ask. Once you know people and you have a friend, you can say, hey, have you ever heard of so-and-so or you know, and you'll find out, oh, I've seen that person on web, like on, you know, this such and such website, but I don't think he's ever come out and played. It's important to find out people's experience level. People will make themselves sound more experienced than they are.
Right. And part of the reason of that it's important to have friends is that then you can, like, say, for instance, if you were looking for a new play partner, I know you. I love you. I care about you.
Right.
I'm not going to point someone in your direction that's a dick.
No.
Or that's inexperienced.
Of course not. And I can say, hey, do you know so-and-so? What have you heard about this particular guy? And if you don't know, I guarantee you there's someone out there who does. And if no one's heard of him, there's a fucking red flag right there.
So we have a caller.
Ooh.
Hi, ladies.
Hello. Who do we have on the line?
Kaylin.
Oh, well, hello. How are you?
Hey, I miss the mistress. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys are great, but I miss the mistress.
We miss her too.
Miss her too. Here to chime in?
Yeah, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
It's the online thing. I can't recommend FetLife more as far as safety and meeting a partner. If you're that scared to really, you know, meet somebody, if you want to do it through online, I think FetLife is pretty safe, don't you? Is that your opinion as well?
Here's the thing. I think that any kind of social networking site, whether it be Fet, Facebook, whatever, it's composed of its users. You know,
right.
I mean, generally, I understand what you're saying. Is generally, it is a good resource. But I think that to say, you know, oh, I met this person on Fet, to use that qualifier that you met them on FetLife...
No, yeah, I agree. I think that there's more real players on Fet than there are the other adult kink sites.
Absolutely.
But well, that doesn't mean there's not.
The reason why, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but the reason why I say that is because I almost think you can almost go on there and ask anybody, hey, do you know this person? And, you know, it's, you know what I mean? I mean, you can kind of ask questions of, you know, well, you know, is there any blacklisting? You know, have there been any issues? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Fet is probably more conducive to that than to some of those other more like dating kink sites. I see what you're saying. And
yeah.
in that
you
sense,
see what I'm saying?
Because of the local groups and stuff, you're right. You could do that. The problem is that a lot of new people won't know to do that, or they'll be too embarrassed or too shy to do that.
Yeah.
That's the crux of it.
I know. And that's, I mean, if anybody pops in my DM, that's the first place I send them. I mean, literally. I send you go check out FetLife.
It's true. I'm not going to knock Fet all that much, but you know, if you're curious about someone and you can go and search them out on Fet, you can see the discussions that they've participated in.
Absolutely.
You can see how
Correct.
They have their opinions and how they feel about certain things. Maybe they are, I don't know, super extremists on whatever the fuck you are super passionate about. It's just, it's a good way to gauge where you're at and if it's someone who can match up with you.
Potentially it is.
Because most of the people that I have talked to that are just, I deal with a lot of vanillas. And, you know, oddly enough, a lot of vanillas that don't realize they really are kinky. I love that. So directing them to the right places and directing them to go to the right things to take the step further. You know, it's not complicated. They always want to go online. And I'm like, well, you don't quite get it. You're already in it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're already doing it. But, okay, here's how you do it online. You know, and it just seemed to me, I have been on some of those websites that are just, they're horrid. So I always recommend FetLife. I just, the people in there are intelligent. They're funny. They're very compassionate. And I have yet to have a bad experience, you know, in 2 years' time. Which
Good
is great.
For you. Good.
Well, I've just had one, but I handled it well. But even then, I had help. So I have yet to have any bad,
so
you know, really bad.
You don't get those emails from totally strange men offering to interview you for a slave position in their house?
I'm a mistress, so no.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I didn't.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I have people that ask me that on Twitter. I've had more problems with Twitter.
You know what? Yeah, I think that's probably
an email.
Then let me flip it. On Fet, do you get subs, kind of weird guys being like, I want you to be my mistress and I want to bow down and like kind of weird, inappropriate, we haven't established things yet sort of thing?
Okay. On FetLife, no.
Interesting.
Twitter, yes.
Interesting. Because I get a shit ton of stuff on
that. But on FetLife, to be honest, on FetLife, I do not have the time. So I have not posted a lot of, you know, well, I can't post any pics. That's the first problem. But I haven't, you know, really built my whole portfolio. So that may be it. You know, maybe because I'm just look like a little an anonymous person. So, you know, no, not really. Not at all. In fact, the only person that did respond to me on FetLife, which I met, was really wonderful, you know, and now I have my own private dungeon, so I'm just happy as can be, you know. So, no, I really haven't had, I've been blessed, I guess. I have not had the bad experiences, and except on Twitter, and that's the only place where it just makes me insane. So.
Well, it's Twitter. What do you expect?
Thank you so much for the call.
You know.
Oh, do we lose her?
Wait, no, you're still there, right? Hello?
Oh. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, sorry. We thought we lost you.
Oh, no. I'm still here.
But thank you so much for calling and giving us your
welcome.
2 cents. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
I like that, the going in and looking at the discussions part.
It is, of course, if the person isn't, I haven't fucking participated in a discussion in FetLife in probably over a year. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how active the person is, of course.
Well, yeah, that is very true.
But there's so many little things that, like, I mean, I remember when I first got involved, I think I went on alt.com and, you know, I'm getting these instant messages from guys and they're like, kneel before me, slave. And I'm like, what? Like, am I supposed to do that? Like, you don't know, you know? There's just some weird shit out there.
Yeah, some definite weirdos. But I think it's important to pay attention to your gut.
Well, and that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem because you get so intoxicated with, you know, call it sub frenzy or what, or, you know, top, I'm sure there's a top frenzy too. You get so intoxicated with that, you know, new relationship energy and, you know, well, there's an explanation for this. And it's so easy to overlook all of those little signs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's like why for me, anyone that can pass my fucking screening process, let me just tell you, you don't even know.
Oh my God. I swear, sometimes when I see your tweets about people just with their outlandish requests, where the fuck do these people come from?
I don't know.
Well, oh, but wait, here's the thing though. But that brings up another point, you know, how not to be a creep when you're trying to get into the scene.
Honestly, I don't know that you can fucking teach that. Seriously. I mean, how do you... Just don't be a fucking creep through your whole life. It's not just about the scene. Don't be a fucking creep. Don't be a creep in any part of your life. That's gross. No one likes it. I mean, oh God, I just can't. You guys don't even know. It's so ridiculous. I got nothing.
What kind of things do you find attractive? Let's say, for instance, that in one of those cases where you get one of those outlandish requests, what would have been the better way to approach
you? You know what? That happened to me just recently where some young kid was like sending me some like crazy shit, like, you know, come to my house and kneel before me or some stupid shit. And
was it that one time that you tweeted that you were bored?
I don't remember. It might have been. I don't remember. I always get bored of them very quickly because it's just the same shit over and over again. It's everyone gets their popcorn out and I'm already done. But I kind of started to tease him a little bit. And then I kind of started questioning some of the stuff he said. I was like, you really think I'm going to get in my car and like drive to fucking Riverside to a total stranger's house and like kneel before you and suck your cock? Really? And at some point he said to me, he's like, I don't know if you apologized or he was like, you know what? You're right. And that was a stupid thing for me to say. Shit like that, that's a way to like turn it around. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not he meant it, I don't know. Doesn't matter. I wasn't going to go to Riverside to kneel before this fucking jackass and suck his cock. It wasn't going to happen. But he turned it around. The best way to approach someone is just to be your fucking self. Don't play games. Don't try to dom someone when you're not their dom, you know? Just introduce yourself, be respectful, don't be stupid. You know what makes me crazy is when guys are like, hey, beautiful. You don't fucking know if I'm beautiful. You've never seen my face. I could be fucking ogre. Like, what the hell?
For the record, she is not an ogre.
But I'm just saying, they haven't seen my face. Don't call me beautiful until you've seen my face. I could be 700 pounds, ridiculous mess. You know I'm right. It's stupid.
I do know you're right. I do. But I think that, shit, you know, I mean, you're right. How do you teach someone not to be creepy? But don't you think that also part of it is that they want that experience so bad? The same how you would ignore your gut. How some people ignore their gut for the sake of getting some fucking play.
I just think they don't know what they're doing. I don't even know if their gut is telling them anything. I think they're like, I want to be a dom. I'm going to be domly and tell this whore to get on her knees and suck my cock. I mean, I seriously think that's what's going on. They just don't know. But here's the thing. I guarantee you it fucking works. Because there's some bitch who's going to respond and be like, oh, master, let me kneel before you and suck.
Because she wants so badly to have that.
Because she wants so badly and she's ignoring the fact that this is really weird that this complete stranger is... Who does what?
You're so cute.
I'm over here like throwing a tantrum. I'm waving my hands around. I'm so frustrated.
No, I think that, I really respect someone who owns up to what they do not know.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And someone who can say, you know what? I don't know everything. I'm learning. I want to learn.
I had an experience last year with a guy who we had a few good conversations and I said something about sub-drop maybe or subspace or sub-drop. And he was like, what's that? And I was like, whoa, red flag, you know? Yeah. And I was like, you don't know what that is. And then I asked him, how many experiences have you had? And he was like, wow, I didn't realize I had to give you a resume. And I was like, well, no, I'm not asking for a resume. I'm just kind of asking for a sense of your... Anyways, later on that night, he called me and he apologized. He was like, I didn't think he was lashing out at me, but he felt like he was. And he apologized. Great way to handle it.
Yeah.
He's still a friend today.
That's great.
Because he wasn't a fucking jackass. Not that he's never a jackass, but whatever.
I mean, you know, and I think that you're so
It is so fucking hot in here.
It is. See?
And
right?
What's his name?
Yes. See? He agrees.
These guys probably think this is the only fucking thing I wear. It's not. I just wear it every time I come here because I don't have to wear a bra or underwear with it. And it's like loose and open and airy. I actually own other clothes. So just so you guys know, it's not just the screen dress.
He says, thank you.
I wash it too in between shows. Yeah.
I think that, you know, what also goes into that is, you know what? You maybe you don't know how to cane. Maybe you don't know how to yield a whip. But if you know how to communicate, that can get you a long way.
Say, I don't know how to cane. I'm interested in this. Hey, would you like to go to a class with me? Okay, I would love to go to a class with you. What
Hashtag
a fucking concept.
First date. What?
What a fucking concept. Let's go to a class together and learn together. How about that? Is there a class for you not being a fucking jackass? Because I would be interested in that class too. I'm hostile now.
Yeah, this is
such a sensitive subject for me because it makes me crazy. One thing that has helped on FET, we were discussing just a few minutes ago with our caller, is my pictures are all private now. Other than my all private, you assume that they're public because you can see them because you're my friend. They're all private. Other than my Barbie orgy picture, which is just hilarious, and whatever picture I'm using for my avatar, that they're all private. I don't show any pictures. That's helped. Also, being married has helped. And at one point, actually, in retrospect, at one point, I had monogamous on there. And that dropped the contact to almost zero.
Wow.
But I don't put that on there anymore because, well, you never know when something's going to come along. You might not want to turn down. So, you know, because I'm a whore.
You're a special kind of whore, though.
I am a special kind of whore. You have no fucking idea. My whorishness knows no fucking bounds. Oh God, that's a sexy picture.
You know, and if you're listening to us and it seems like, you know, we've got it down packed, I certainly don't feel that way.
I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing, dude. Every day I wake up and go, oh my God, what mess am I going to get into today? No, really.
But I mean, like whenever you go to a munch or you go to a play party, I mean, while I think we do have like this general like framework of what to expect. We know that we won't get treated badly.
Well, right. And I've been around enough now that I know if I go to a munch, there's going to be someone there. I know. I'm very comfortable. I'm comfortable going to the dungeon. I'm never going to be treated. I mean, that's just not a problem for me. It's just not a problem. Don't look at me like that. It makes me feel embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed.
It's, but I mean, I don't go play with strangers. So it's not like I'm going to go there and be disappointed no one wanted to play with me. Uh-huh. I doubt that would ever even happen in a gazillion years that I wouldn't be able to find. I mean, if you're a woman, you could pretty much find someone to play with you.
That's for damn sure.
Depending on your standards.
That is for damn sure. Because titties will get you everywhere.
They will get you everywhere. I would not recommend going to a dungeon and trying to find someone to play with. I never, ever, ever would recommend that. I just wouldn't do that.
No, no. I think, but I would recommend going to a dungeon and watching other people. I would recommend going to a dungeon to get a feel of how other people play. If there's someone
Absolutely.
That you're considering playing with, watch them a couple of times.
Absolutely.
Because then you know what their style is.
Absolutely.
You know how heavy they are. Ask, are you able to dial back a little bit?
Absolutely. Or can you hit me harder? Which would be probably me.
Right, right.
Can you please use that evil rubber flogger on me? Because I don't want to sit for the next 4 days.
And also, I mean, you know, just to see someone's repertoire, you know, what can they do? Where does it end?
Absolutely. It's very interesting, the stuff you see. And even for me, I remember it, I think it was Christmas, we were at a dungeon and they were doing like, they had little stations. You could try a violet wand. You could try being caned. You know, they had little stations. Those are great, by the way. Whenever any of the dungeons have, like, what was it last year we went to the Bazaar?
Yeah.
And they had like, you could try wax play. You could try the glass fire stuff. Remember they had all those there was like a spanking booth. Mm-hmm. If you go with friends and it's casual, that's a really neat way. If you don't have a partner, you kind of don't want to go there yet. You just sort of want to try a little taste of something. That's kind of a neat way to go. It lacks that intimacy, which maybe is a good thing kind of in the beginning. So you don't, what I mean? It's so easy to,
you don't want to get, you know, new dom romance.
Oh my God, it's a mess. It doesn't even have to be new dom, trust me.
Well, and you know, here's the thing too, that you can also get new experiences. I think a nice way to get, if you're at a play party and you see something that you might want to try and you know that this person is responsible, you can ask someone, hey, is this person okay? Ask them, hey, I've never had that done before. Do you think that I could, can you do it on me? I want to try
Absolutely.
Because I'll tell you right now, I know mistress enough to know that if somebody asked her flat out, hey, can you try whatever the fuck it is, she will glow.
Oh my God, of course. Unless the person was like a total weird creeper or whatever, she would be so honored.
Absolutely.
Yep, yeah. I agree.
I think that, you know, that's something special. I think that's something special that Tops can offer where, you know, some person has never had, I don't know, caning done. And you can be that one person that either turns them on to it or turns them off.
Absolutely.
It's a huge responsibility.
It's a huge responsibility. It's big. I mean, I never thought of, do you have any, you kind of like topping a little bit, right? You like kind of toppy, being a little toppy here and there.
I like pegging a lot. I have not pegged
only guys though
in a very long time. Right. Yeah, I can do that too. Here's the thing. I have found that I can get a little toppy with men. I can't get toppy with women.
Isn't that interesting?
I can't. I really can't.
See, I have no desire to top men under any circumstances. I have a lot of really depraved sexual fantasies about topping women, but in real life, I have no desire. And in fact, all of my fantasies involve me and another guy. Like, I'm kind of the procurer.
Ah, oh, I love
of
procuring.
The bottom.
I love that.
I know,
that.
You procure me all the time.
I love, you know what? That's probably my favorite part of just being of service.
You're such a whore. No, wait, we got off track. What were we saying?
We were talking about trying new things at the dungeon, asking someone to try something on you.
Yeah.
And then you were like, this is interesting. I don't know if... And then that's when you trailed off.
Fuck, I'm sorry. I was going to go somewhere and I lost it.
And I've seen that happen. I've seen it happen where it's somebody's first time at the dungeon and they are so brave and so nervous and they'll ask someone who is seasoned, who's well-known, hey, you know, it's my first time. Do you think you can, you know, do X, Y, Z to me? And it's the most exciting thing when you see this person laying out all of their toys and this person is on the cross, and they say, so what you're about to feel is, insert here, whatever toy it is. And it, you just get a good sense of your body and how you're going to respond to that.
I agree. No, I agree. So I remember last time I got a good spanking. I think it was in here.
Oh, yeah.
We've done needles a couple of times, but it was in here. It was the last time, our Kinkapalooza. I haven't had a black and blue bottom in a long time.
Aww.
Oh, I'll make it happen eventually.
I think this should happen.
Yeah.
This should absolutely happen.
I might talk to my husband. I'm going to see him tonight. Dirty date night. Can I get a spanking, honey?
You dirty whore.
I know. I don't like fucking asking for it. It's ridiculous. Whatever. I'm going to get all bitter now. I ask for it from mistress, though. I don't know why that doesn't bother me. It's a different dynamic.
Because that's more of a like business arrangement.
Totally, yeah. She's of my friend. It would be like saying, hey, you want to go to the movies with me? Instead, it's, hey, can you beat the shit out of me?
Yep.
God, we're so weird. I love us.
I love us, too. I like us in all of our weirdness. And if people are going to love us, they should love us for it.
Fucking right.
Just saying.
All right, let's look at our list and see if we missed anything.
Yeah.
So we talked about finding someone. Did we cover that pretty well? I mean, I would just say, take your time. Ask for references. Ask for ID.
That's hard.
You know what, though? Let me tell you, one of the very first men that I met, we met at a public place. And as soon as I saw him, I was like, nope, not interested. But, you know, we hung out. He bought me coffee. We chatted. Before we even walked into the mall, he took out his wallet and he showed me his ID. Not only did he show me his ID, but he said, here's my name. Here's what I do for a living. You can Google me and trace it to my business and you can see I'm licensed by such and such. He gave me all of this personal information. And he said, I am giving this to you because basically if you were my daughter meeting a strange man out and about to put yourself in a potentially dangerous situation, this is what I would want someone to do for her. And I was very impressed. The next man that I met, who I ended up getting involved with, was extremely secretive about his personal life, which in retrospect was a huge red flag, which of course I proceeded to completely ignore. But I think that's huge. If someone won't, it doesn't have to mean that they show you their driver's license, but you should be able to Google their name and find their Facebook page, find them on classmates.com, find them somewhere, something verifiable about their career, about their life, to make sure that they're who they say they are. That's huge. If I Google you and you're a fucking blank, something's not right.
Well, but I think it's also hard to... Okay, so because here's the thing. There's a fine line because... There are, for instance, you don't...
I'm very private.
You're very private.
Right.
You don't post pictures of yourself. You certainly don't let people know your name.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. But someone who I was going to play intimately with, I absolutely would. I mean, if I'm getting naked in front of you and we're going to be somewhere private, I mean, obviously I'm the bottom and a female, so it's kind of a different dynamic. But in theory, if someone was like, we're going to this private place and I need to know who you are... Yeah, because if I trust you enough to be alone with me, beating the shit out of me and restraining me, I better fucking be able to give you my name. I mean, that isn't... Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you're getting involved with someone, it doesn't have to be the first date, but at some point, if you're getting involved with someone intimately like that, you should be able to give them, you know,
right,
your real name. I think you know my real name.
I do.
You fucking stalk me on Facebook.
Well, what do you expect? I was curious.
Stalker whore girl. I love it. You're making me get all squishy over here again. Call me dirty name over tacos later.
Oh, damn.
Dirty Jew girl with her fucking hot sauce.
That made somebody turn around. And that totally just, anyways.
Sorry. I get so excited.
You.
I'm a mess.
You do get excited.
I know. I need someone to fucking take me down a few notches.
One statement. If you had to give someone one fucking pro tip for getting out into the scene, what would it be?
Make friends first before you do anything else. Make friends, go to a munch, meet people. Start there.
I think that's good.
Yeah. I wish that's what I would have done. It would have saved me a lot of fucking heartache.
I really mean that. I really, really mean that. Like, I had a bad first experience. And I really, if I would have gone out there before that, I would have asked questions and I would have never gone down that route. You know, I really believe in make some friends. Make some friends of the same gender. Make some friends of the same, you know, make friends that are tops and bottoms. You know, I'm a bottom, I identify as a sub, but I'm friends with Mistress. I'm friends with quite a few, mostly female tops.
Right.
I'm really weird about guy tops. I don't like most of them. Exceptionally picky. Seriously, I've got deeply rooted issues.
Where can people go to learn more about you and your journey?
Well, my blog, but I'm not going to, it's too fucking long. I need to do something about that. But if people want to find me, they can find me on Twitter. And my, what's my Twitter? It's @_sub_girl on Twitter. And if you don't even have to have a Twitter, but if you Google me, in fact, if you just Google _sub_girl, the first thing that comes up is Twitter. The second thing that comes up is my blog. And that pretty much explains my whole fucking mess.
Because to be quite honest with you, if I could do my first time going out and about meeting people, I would have liked to have had you there.
Oh God, now I'm going to get like 700 fucking people saying, hey, can you take me out? No, I'm just kidding. Also, I'm going to post a blog later tonight where I'm going to have a bunch of references about the topics that we've talked about tonight.
Which is why I asked where people can go.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to talk about cyber versus real life and finding a munch, finding a play partner, websites, the blogosphere, safety, blah, 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 some books and all that stuff.
You're amazing.
I try. That's how I fucking roll.
And you succeed. You try and you
fucking
succeed.
Roll.
Well, we're coming up at the end of our show. Please, people, review us on the iTunes, because let me just tell you, man, those reviews, they kind of mean a whole lot.
Shit, I don't even know if I reviewed us. So I got to do that.
It's simple. I mean, you can do it from your phone.
I know, I'm going to, right?
You know, but just, you know, just write up a little something and let us, and we love feedback. You know, if there's something that you want to hear about, something that we haven't talked about or we've been tiptoeing around, please tell us. We are committed to having people on the show that if we don't have the expertise, shit, we'll find some way to get the information to you. Like our Facebook page, The Love Bite. I'm @ServiceSlut. And my regular host, Mistress, is @InsidiousMuse. And yay, she's coming home tonight. I'm so excited.
She's awesome.
I miss her and her fiery eyes and her fiery hair.
She is fiery.
She's just fiery.
She puts my ass on fire.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that just happened.
Well, we're going to go have tacos now. So you guys have a nice Sunday.